can't take my eye off you. Can't take my eye off you. You got, don't got nothing on you. Don't got nothing on you. My heart is ready for something I haven't had in a long time. True love crime, I hope you know that. It may hurt for a while. Let's slow down, slow down. I can see behind that broken smile. You're nice, sweet, smooth, like cocoa bread. Cocoa bread. You're nice, sweet, smooth. A movie right by your side on duty, not too much or too sweet. Ooh, passion from yours truly. Let me know how you feel. Hope I'm not in too deep. Ewa, Phoebe, Vida, Fieva, won't be alone forever. Get through the storm together. Ooh, girl, make some room. I know you still, you're nice. Sweet, smooth, like cocoa.
What's up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Sam Sales University. Yes, yes. Another beautiful day here in Florida, Miami Beach. Had a Portadito this morning. That's one thing about Miami. You can find really good coffee. Most places have good coffee. They take pride in their coffee in Miami. But I digress. Welcome back, Sales Warriors, to another empowering episode of Sam Sales University. I am your host, Sam Bennett, and today we're going to be embarking on a journey through the intricacies of cold calling and outreach, the backbone of effective sales strategies. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a newcomer to the world of sales, get ready to uncover the secrets of making that initial connection count. Now, cold calling is something that most salespeople hate. They dread. You know, the idea of calling someone that you don't know is very frightening to some people. But today we're going to talk about the art of cold calling. Okay. It's a very basic concept. Cold calling has been around since the inception of the phone, I believe. I would watch The Wolf of Wall Street. That's a good movie. Get a good idea of how cold calling kind of works. But I don't think it's cold calling. The word cold, I mean, yeah, they don't know you, but I have something that you want. So how cold could it be? So let's talk about the key elements of a successful cold call and how a salesperson can make their memorable first impression. Those first impressions are everything, right? A successful cold call begins with research. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you must do your research before you dial that phone. You got to know your prospect industry. You got to know their pain points and potential needs. You want to craft a concise and compelling opening statement that addresses their challenges. You must be empathetic, which I know is difficult for a lot of people. You must be confident and genuinely interested in their success. That's why we must sell products that we believe in, right? You must listen actively. This is why you have two ears and one mouth, and engage in conversations. You must tailor your pitch to their specific needs. Always aim for a clear call to action that sparks interest and encourages further interaction. All right. Now, another aspect of cold calling is not just using the telephone, but email marketing. I love email marketing. I mean, a great thing to do, a great strategy is to first send out emails if you can, then follow up with a phone call after the email, right? It doesn't make it as cold. So what are the effective components of an effective email outreach campaign? An effective outreach email grabs the attention right from the subject line. Subject lines are huge. When you're doing email marketing, there's certain softwares that will even test your subject line to see how effective it will be. So you could do an A-B comparison analysis. Personalization is paramount. You must mention something specific about the recipient situation to show you've done your homework. In the body of the email, you must address their pain points and offer a solution. Keep it concise, easy to read, and focus on value. End with a clear call to action, whether it's scheduling a call, setting up a demo, or simply asking for their thoughts. Follow up strategically to show persistence without being pushy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, with email marketing, you must follow up with a phone call if possible. Now, the reason why a lot of people despise cold calling is objection, right? Nobody wants to get an objection, or they don't want to hear the word no. I'm not interested. Get lost. Piss off. Whatever they may say to you. I've heard it all. I've even heard they're going to call the authorities. So how can salespeople handle objections during cold call and outreach and turn them into opportunities? Well, objections are a natural part of the sales process, right? Us human beings, we're kind of wired to say no when we see or hear from a salesperson that we don't know. Instead of avoiding the objections, we must embrace objections as opportunities to provide value. We must listen actively to the prospect's concerns, acknowledge their viewpoints, and then address their objections with relevant information. For instance, if they're worried about cost, provide ROI data. That's right. Provide return on investment data. That's a great way of overcoming the cost objection. If they have doubts about your product's effectiveness, we must share success stories and case studies. Always approach objections with empathy and a solution-oriented mindset. So we must make objections our friend. And like I said before in previous episodes, I believe objections have a dollar sign attached to them. There is, if you average it out, objections are a part of your income. We must always learn how to nurture our leads. We must consistently follow up which is crucial for conversion. Okay. So what are the best practices for nurturing leads? After the initial outreach, continue to provide value. We must share relevant content that addresses their pain point and showcase your expertise. Use a mix of communication channels, including email, social media, or even personalized video messages. I like that one. I started doing that at one point, doing personalized video messages. That's actually very effective. You want to tailor your follow-up based on their interactions, whether they open an email, click a link, or express interest. Consistency is key. So set a schedule for follow-ups and stick to it, ladies and gentlemen. Always be ready to adapt your approach based on their engagement and feedback. All right. So this was short and sweet. And that concludes our masterclass on cold calling and outreach. Remember, cold calling and effective outreach are about building relationships and offering solutions, not pushing products. Put these strategies into action and watch your sales efforts take off. Thank you for joining us at Sam Sales University. If you found this episode valuable, don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you'll never miss a lesson. Until next time, keep dialing, keep emailing, and keep conquering those sales goals. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, leave a message. Visit islandinsurancegroup.com. You can see that email, that address scrolling on the bottom of your screen. We have everything that you need to ensure you and your family. Until next time, remember, ABC.
Always be losing.